Now for a Namdeb Diamond story.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in episode 3 of our Diamond Story by Namdeb, I'm joined by Anande Nikanor. He is an environmental manager at Namdeb. Anande, welcome.
Thank you for hosting me.
Are local ecosystems and water resources evaluated before exploration begins?
Yeah, definitely. As a mining company, we are subjected to the national legislation, and that primarily in our sphere is the Environmental Management Act. Now, mining is a listed activity, so that means that we have to get clearance certificates for the activity that we are involved in. So part of the work that we do before any exploration begins, we have to do baseline studies. Now, baseline studies include many aspects of the environment, and that includes looking at your plants before anything is done, looking at your water resources if necessary, looking at your animal and plant life, to the extent where you even look at your bird life. So all these aspects of the environment are evaluated through that baseline study as part of the environmental impact assessment. And therefore, before you dig any spade in the ground or you bring in any drills to drill an area for exploration purposes, you then have to have an environmental management plan. And that environmental management plan is, in actual fact, your social license to operate, for which you get your environmental clearance certificate from government. So this work is a precursor to any exploration that started with.
Nandi, how do you balance environmental considerations during this phase to ensure efficient and responsible mining?
Yeah, in actual fact, mining is considered as a destructive activity. However, because of the mining best practices that we follow, our planning processes, including the planning for the exploration bases and so on, are carefully considered in terms of how the layout of the roads, the layout of the holes that are to be drilled, the people that are on site. And this includes ensuring that people on site receive environmental induction. They get regular awareness training on the sensitivity of the area and so on. There is a waste management practices that is regulated or guided by site-specific policies and procedures. There are pollution prevention processes that are put in place. So every person that works in that area is well aware of their environmental responsibilities. And the mere fact that we also operate mostly entirely in a national park, we are regulated by the Conservation Ordinance of 1975, which is the guiding principle for park management in Namibia. So that will, for example, say that you are not allowed to hunt in the park. You are not allowed to litter. You are not allowed to pick wood. You are not allowed to drive off-road. So the considerations, in especially the exploration space, is that there's a lot of vehicles going up and down. Therefore, there's a need to have track discipline. So there would be no U-turns, for example. If you have to do a U-turn, you have to do what they call the 3.10s. And if for some reason you were unable to stick to the single roads, you then are required to rake your tracks. So those are some of the considerations that we implement or build into our exploration programs whenever they have to take place. So your waste management is very important. Your trip discipline is very, very important. And that you make your people aware of all the environmental considerations. And that includes, of course, your training and awareness on a regular basis.
And Nandi, how do you manage the environmental impact at this stage?
The environmental impact is managed through implementing what we call the environmental management system. So as a company, we voluntarily subscribe to the or certified to what they call the International Standards Organization, in particular the environmental standard, that's ISO 14001, that specified the environmental requirement for use. So we have been implementing this system for more than 25 years. And that system prescribes that we have a policy, and we do have a policy which is our strategic intent. And we also make sure that we resource the implementation of environmental best practice through having environmental officers on the ground, making sure that we have in the EIA process and the risk assessment process, we actually identify the impacts that our mining or our exploration activity could have. And then what we then do is we devise mitigation measures, countermeasures to ensure that there will be no pollution to the environment and that we protect the environment as well. On the sites, you have environmental management procedures that includes, that regulates how waste should be handled, and that also regulate how vehicles should move on designated roads, and that they would not do any U-turns unnecessarily, and that there would be no disturbance to the environment. But our guiding principle mostly on how we manage our impacts is given to us, is prescribed in what they call the environmental management plan or program. So a social license to operate or a social contract. So in there, we would then have specified what are the things that we should do to minimize or to avoid the impacts to the environment. So we follow what is called the mitigation hierarchy. So at most, we try as much as possible to avoid any impacts to the environment. And at the least, we, of course, then manage them where we can. But so far, through our assurance processes, through the government compliance visits that we've had, through internal and external audits, we are able to retain our ISO certification. And we have had no penalties from government agencies, whether it's the Directorate of Environmental Affairs or so. We have all our permits in place that are required for us to operate. And that includes your environmental clearance certificates, other authorizations around water abstraction, other authorizations around research permitting from the National Council on Research in Science and Technology, and all other associated permits that allow us to operate. So in that space, we ensure that our impacts are mitigated through implementation of the EMS.
Then just a last question to you is, how do you ensure the final diamond product is traceable back to environmentally responsible mining operations?
Yeah, we implement best practices. Every year we are subjected to what we call the best practice principles assurance process. So that, again, links to a responsible jury counsel that actually specifies that we are compliant to many best practices in the mining industry. The environmental management system is certified to ISO 14001. That I can tell you a mouthful about. And we have had no real incidents of concern that will have brought about any bad publicity, for example. So our diamond product would then, in that way, we showcase or demonstrate that our product would be traced back at its origin, can be traced back to responsible mining practices that we are implementing here at Namdeb.
Nandi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was your weekly Namdeb Diamond Story.